The Three Wishes, a Puerto Rican Folktale by Ricardo E. Alegría. Many years ago, there lived a woodsman and his wife. They were very poor but very happy in their little house in the forest. Poor as they were always ready to share what little they had with anyone who came to their door. They loved each other very much and were quite content with their life together. Each evening before eating, they gave thanks to God for their happiness. One day, while the husband was working far off in the woods, an old man came to the little house and said that he had lost his way in the forest and had eaten nothing for many days. The woodsman's wife had little to eat herself, but as was her custom, she gave a large portion of it to the old man. After he had eaten everything she gave him, he told the woman that he had been sent to test her, and that as a reward for the kindness she and her husband showed to all who came to their house, they would be granted a special grace. This pleased the woman, and she asked what the special grace was. The old man answered, "Beginning immediately, any three wishes you or your husband may wish will come true." When she heard these words, the woman was overjoyed and exclaimed, "Oh, if my husband were only here to hear what you say!" The last word had scarcely left her lips when the woodsman appeared in the little house with the axe still in his hands. The first wish had come true. The woodsman couldn't understand it at all. How did it happen that he, who had been cutting wood in the forest, found himself here in this house? His wife explained it all as she embraced him. The woodsman just stood there, thinking over what his wife had said. He looked at the old man, who stood quietly, too, saying nothing. Suddenly he realized that his wife, without stopping to think, had used one of the three wishes, and he became very annoyed when he remembered all of the useful things she might have asked for with that first wish. For the first time, he became angry with his wife. The desire for riches had turned his head, and he scolded his wife, shouting at her, among other things, "It doesn't seem possible that you could be so stupid. You've wasted one of our wishes, and now we have only two left. May you grow ears of a donkey." He had no sooner said the words than his wife's ears began to grow, and they continued to grow until they changed into the pointed furry ears of a donkey. When the woman put her hand up and felt them, she knew what had happened and began to cry. Her husband was very ashamed and sorry indeed for what he had done in his temper, and he went to his wife to comfort her. The old man, who stood by silently, now came to them and said, "Until now, you have known happiness together and have never quarreled with each other. Nevertheless, the mere knowledge that you could have riches and power has changed you both. Remember, you have only one wish left. What do you want? Riches? Beautiful clothes? Servants? Power?" The woodsman tightened his arm around his wife, and he looked at the old man, and he said, "We want only the happiness and joy we knew before my wife grew donkey's ears." No sooner had he said these words than the donkey's ears disappeared. The woodsman and his wife fell upon their knees to ask forgiveness for having acted, if only for a moment, out of covetousness and greed. Then they gave thanks for all of their happiness. The old man left, but before long, he told them that they had undergone this test in order to learn that there can be happiness in poverty, just as there can be unhappiness in riches. As a reward for their repentance, the old man said that he would bestow upon them the greatest happiness a married couple could know. Months later, a son was born to them. The family lived happily all the rest of their lives.